WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Automaker Ford announcing a major recall.
More than 400,000 Ford Bronco Sports are being recalled over a flaw in the electronics that monitor changes in battery charge. Low battery charge can cause a loss of power, increasing the risk of a crash, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The Bronco Sport is different from the bigger Bronco. The Sport is a crossover that shares a platform with the Ford Maverick pickup, which is also being recalled for the same issue. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Jury selection resumes today in New York City for the hush money trial of Donald Trump. Seven jurors were seated Tuesday. Five more are needed, plus six alternates. The trial could begin on Monday. The Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are investigating an outbreak of salmonella linked to Infinite Herbs brand organic basil sold at Trader Joe's stores in 29 states and Washington, D.C. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are in a tight race for Wisconsin's key electoral votes. 51% of likely Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette University Law School poll they plan to vote for Trump in November, 49% for Biden. As well within the poll's margin of error, the race changes very little with third-party candidates. Governor Evers says Republican lawmakers made a big mistake by not answering his call for a special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee Tuesday. Evers wanted them to release $125 million to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin's drinking water.
The people in the state of Wisconsin that are suffering are sick and tired of this.
Republicans fault Evers for vetoing the PFAS bill they sent him this spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers' pitchers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 1-0 shutout yesterday over the Padres. Bryce Wilson got the start. Then the bullpen took over. Manager Pat Murphy.
What can you say? The pitching staff, Piamps at the end, Peguero, you know, they're all pitching back-to-back. Great pitching performance, incredible, especially on a bullpen day.
The crew face the Cardinals in St. Louis tomorrow night. The NBA has banned Toronto's Jontay Porter for his involvement on betting and gambling on basketball. His brother, Michael Porter Jr., plays for the Nuggets.
I know what you guys know. I know Jontay loves the game of basketball. He's been really excited to play with the Raptors. I know what type of duty is. It's part of the game now. I think that it's obviously a dangerous habit. It's a dangerous vice for people. I think it's definitely something that is kind of taking over the sports world.
The Bucks getting ready for the Pacers Sunday night. Tip-off time at Fiserv Forum, 6 p.m. This week marks the 10th anniversary. Wes Edens and a group of investors took over ownership of the Bucks from Herb Cole. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky will eventually fill back in as we get to the late night and early morning hours of your Thursday. Lower 40s expected by sunrise. Northwest winds a little gusty. Showers for Thursday. Highs reaching the mid-50s. Right now it's 40.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
An industry that feeds the world is definitely an industry worth talking about. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
I don't know about feeding the world, but they're going to feed plenty of people coming up this Saturday. The Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship is back in Dodgeville, and it looks like participation is as robust as ever. We've got a story on that coming your way. Welcome in, everybody. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke. Really glad you're spending time with us today. Weather-wise, it looks like you're going to have time to spend with raindrops again. I'm just watching color radar this morning, and boy, we got a slug of moisture that's coming in from the west that's basically going to blanket the state starting in the west by mid-morning, and then central Wisconsin by lunchtime or so, and then southeastern Wisconsin as the lunchtime unfolds. Daytime highs today, not much better than 51 degrees. Winds aren't going to be as strong as they were yesterday, but still, 51 degrees with rain means it's going to be a little on the chilly side. Tomorrow, sunshine and dry, 53 our expected high. Saturday, partly cloudy, 50 degrees. Sunny on Sunday, and 58. Not a big warm-up, though, on the way. I'll try to bring you more weather details as the morning unfolds.
To help elevate Wisconsin's dairy industry, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has not only upheld our state's reputation for superior cheese, but they've also amplified our presence across the world. Ken Hyman, owner of Nasonville Dairy in Marshfield, shares what he's excited for the future of the dairy industry thanks to your checkoff dollars.
I see new products because we're seeing products all over the world. And as they keep coming here, as we have people who travel the world, they bring a lot of these taste things home, and this is what they're looking for. And they will pay to get that done. So what we have is we have all new products. You know, we're looking for new consumers, both here and worldwide. And we can be competitive in the world. It's all about creating demand. And honestly, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has done a really good job in allowing some of the smaller plants to be able to become a specialty, be able to become a lot of these niche markets that are so important to keep all of our dairy farmers alive here in Wisconsin.
To learn more, check out wisconsindairy.org.
As families get ready for those spring cattle exhibitions and county fair projects, there are some things to know before you show. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Extension livestock specialist Bernie O'Rourke joins us. She wears a few hats during fair season. With Extension, she works with families involved with youth animal projects, and at home, she's a sheep producer and a mom to some avid showmen. She says no matter the species that you bring into the ring, having a relationship with a veterinarian is a must.
It's really crucial to have that veterinarian experience with your projects, and it actually, in most cases, is kind of part of some of the restrictions and new things that have come from USDA related to animal health, is that you have a VCPR, which is an acronym, of course, for having a veterinarian client patient relationship. You as the client need to have a good relationship with a veterinarian. And so sometimes that can look many different ways. It could be that veterinarian that will do an on-farm, come right on out, check things over, especially that first time, and give advice and really talk about the preventative health of raising animals, making sure all of your facilities and interactions are really positive for the animal and keeps them on a good growing path and not having to always treat disease. We want to prevent it. So that's a good relationship to enhance with a veterinarian to help you do that.
And Bernie, if you do need products for your animals, having that relationship comes in handy too.
You're going to need to have that veterinarian prescription, and they won't write that unless you have a good relationship and they know how you work with animals. And then, of course, over time, if you're showing, especially with swine, you'll definitely need those certificates of veterinary inspection. And so those CVIs, for short, another acronym, of course, those pieces of paperwork is crucial if you're showing in other states, if you're going to the county fair or other shows. You're going to need that CVI, the Certificate of Veterinary Inspection. And so really those first-year swine members, they will really need to want to read up into the swine health rule. And that's a new, well, it's not new, but it's been in existence for a while. And so there are some limitations and some extra things that families need to do when showing swine to be able to move them. But that's a really big one, and I'm really going into a little depth there for the swine producers. But in general, just having the guidance of a skilled and knowledgeable veterinarian will help you raise healthy animals, but then at the same time, you're learning so many new skills from the veterinarian.
You have a personal example of a learning experience at home thanks to a veterinarian.
One of my sons, his ewe was having trouble lambing, and so we had to do a C-section. And the veterinarian told him to scrub up just like in Grey's Anatomy, and he held the uterus. He did all of the pieces and learned so much. So veterinarians are great resource people in gaining knowledge with your projects.
And Bernie, kind of along those same lines of, you know, rules and regulations to help prevent spread of disease or animal health risks, along those same lines would be proper identification. Another rule, if you have animals on premise, you need to make sure that they are properly identified.
That's a great thought to bring up. It's really important, and maybe I'll add this to it because I think it kind of works together, is make sure you, any information that you get from your extension office and or fair office, you read thoroughly, especially first year members, so you don't miss anything. And so that's like the paperwork should be coming out right now about when weigh-in is for like sheep and goats and what are the requirements that you're going to need to follow before you bring them, one of which is make sure they're castrated before they come to the weigh-on. And so all of those pieces, make sure you're reading the information because you can't miss those dates. Those dates are kind of the one and only date. And if you miss it, you might not be able to show at the fair or sell. There's other consequences that goes with that.
You are a big advocate for reading that fair book thoroughly, not just first-time exhibitors, but veterans as well, because it might be updated.
Your fair books might be out from last year. Some fairs do a two-year yearbook. Some do an every year. Once that comes out for the current fair, make sure you read those sections that has to do with animal health rules, the project rules, any auction rules. There's auctions at our counties, and that's really the ability for young people to recoup some of the costs that they had through their project, but also do some saving to expand their project and or go to for their education. All those pieces really come and play into a lot of rules and rule following to make sure you have the opportunity to do so. I'll go back to kind of the ID question, which was the first question is, so a lot of that happens at the weigh-on. They'll grab a weight, and then you'll also need to make sure the county will put in a county ID. And most of those county IDs are all 840 tags, so they're official identification for any sort of movement or other policies or rules that will usually also work for state fair identification. And so all those pieces come together at the weigh-in, and that paperwork will need to be correct when you send it in. The identification part is pretty crucial for the experience.
So definitely stay on top of it, because what a bummer if you hope to make your money back at the animal auction and you're not eligible. Bernie, what we haven't talked about yet is the educational training that may be required to show or sell.
So that's another thing to keep in mind. There have been probably a number of trainings in the area for some of those educational points or workshops, and there'll probably be some more for people as we get closer to the summer. But, you know, that's kind of the point of the projects is to learn and learn new things. So going to those trainings are really, you know, part of the learning process and expanding your knowledge. Because as we know, many of us don't know what we don't know unless we go to something that tells us that. So please make every great effort to go to those. And you never know, it might end up being the spark of awareness that it might be a career for you or something you didn't realize that you really liked.
I remember grumbling and groaning about having to go to the educational seminar before the show, but I ended up learning something that the judge asked me in the ring. And so I think that may have improved my ribbon status at the fair. So,
yeah.
Bernie, anything else you wanted to add today before I let you go?
Many people don't get these opportunities to be in animal projects or having this community of people around you that enjoy this type of work. So always be appreciative, always say thank you, always work with challenges and opportunities in a positive and really tactful and kind way. I think everybody that's involved in these types of programs are always doing their best. And we're all human. We all make mistakes, right? And we all just need to be on the same page and enjoy each other and help each other meet their goals.
Bernie O'Rourke along with us. She is the state livestock specialist with the Division of Extension with some important reminders ahead of the spring livestock shows and county fair season. In addition to reading the fair book and making sure that you're following all of the rules and requirements to show, she also emphasized how livestock projects can really bring a family together. And many of you listening have probably made some of your best memories showing your animals at the fair. I know my family cherishes those moments yet today. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After the Georgia legislature passed its omnibus voter suppression bill, SB 202, in 2021, a firestorm of criticism erupted, including the moving of that year's Major League Baseball All-Star Game out of the state. April 15th, a trial began in federal court to throw out a small part of that law, one of eight active lawsuits. The bill came on the heels of GOP losses for both U.S. Senate seats and debunked accusations by former President Donald Trump of widespread voter fraud. Among the provisions of the SB 202 Georgia Election Integrity Act were a ban on providing food and drink to waiting voters, restrictions on groups from distributing absentee ballot applications, limits on the number and location of drop boxes, more layers of ID requirements for mail-in ballots, allowing a voter to more easily challenge the eligibility of other voters, and changing rules on mail ballot processing, among many other restrictions. The trial, which began April 15th, challenges just the law's restrictions on distribution of vote-by-mail applications. The law established hefty penalties for workers from community groups, churches, and other pro-voter groups from reaching elderly, disabled, students, economically disadvantaged, and others who may not vote otherwise. Those groups argue the law violates the First and 14th Amendments. Find more on the lawsuits at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Analysts and primary partner of Everag going to be joining us from Platteville as we roll our way through the hour. I'm Pam Yonke. Welcome back. So glad you're along with us. We'll check in on weather details in just a moment. First, I want to introduce you to a new college that you might not yet be familiar with. In reality, it's a group of people that travel the state of Wisconsin trying to reach out to rural communities, rural school districts that may find themselves really strapped when it comes to resources, helping to prepare students for that next step. Is it going to be a technical college? Is it going to be a four-year college? Jennifer Blazek is the program director for College for Rural Wisconsin. Housed on the UW-Madison campus, it's not about just promoting Madison. It's about promoting education everywhere. I talked with Blazek and asked her to explain a little bit more about this year-old college.
Yes, Pam. So it's been around for a year. So we're a brand new program. It was actually established as part of the Greater STARS College Network, which stands for Small Town and Rural Students College Network, which is a collaboration of 16 institutions across the United States, all about focusing on college access for rural and small town students in the country. So the funding comes from them, which is a generous donation from the Trott Family Philanthropy. So that's where we get our funding, which helps us to then ensure that the college, the program itself is free for our schools and students and families who are participating in the programs, which is great. So it's a year long. It's just established this year. We hit the ground running with a couple in-person programs. But really what it is a free college access program to really support students along that college going pathway. Everything from should I go to college? I'm thinking about college. What does that mean for me? To I'm going to college. How do I be successful on campus? And it doesn't matter where you go. We're a UW-Madison program, but that doesn't mean we're pushing students to come to UW-Madison because we know that college is not right fit for everybody. So it doesn't matter if you're going to 2-year, 4-year, public, private, in-state, out-of-state. We want to give you the tools and the resources and the support needed to help you develop that pathway that's best for you.
Now, you mentioned 16 that are involved in the STARS coordination launch. Tell me a little bit about some of the other schools. What are they like?
Yeah, so most of them are private schools. So we've got Yale, MIT, University of Chicago, Vanderbilt, and over on the West Coast, we have Caltech. So those are some examples of them. We have 4 publics. So UW-Madison is one of the publics. We also have University of Iowa, University of Maryland, and The Ohio State. So that kind of makes up the 16 institutions. And we partner together to share resources and information to support our students. And then the College for Rural Wisconsin is really focused locally on the state because we found that a lot of schools lack resources and support really around college going. You know, sometimes there's one counselor for the entire school district, and that's really hard to have individual conversations. So we're here to kind of build up the capacity in the state for that college going and college conversation.
Now, I noticed, though, when I was on the website and took a look at, I guess we'd say, some of the curriculum or the guidelines, it's not just about high school age students. You're actually looking to reach out beyond the high school age bracket.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times conversations start in middle school. So we're kind of looking at that entire life cycle of the student of when they start having those conversations, whether it's 7th, 8th, 9th grade, about college, trying to think about what is my plan after high school, right? And so all the way to I'm a student on campus. And so my rural peer ambassadors and I are really working also on campuses to really help rural students feel community, a sense of belonging, and getting the support they need, even now that they're on a campus, because there can be a lot of changes, you know, culturally, environmentally, about making that shift from a rural small town area to a college campus, which often is in suburban areas. So making that shift too.
It'll be interesting to watch that. Jennifer Blazek, Program Director, College for Rural Wisconsin. Like she said, about a year old, their ultimate goal, trying to help carry the load for rural school districts that face both financial and physical constraints on, for example, those school counselors that would be the guidance a lot of students are looking for when making tough decisions about, do I go to tech college? Do I go to college? Do I go to school at all? And like they said, the goal is ultimately to really help those students that have had no one in their family advance beyond high school. You can find out more about the program, tap into their resources, have them visit with your school administrators, College for Rural, WISC.org. College for Rural, WISC.org. All right, I've been keeping my eye on weather this morning. Again, thanks so much for all you folks that chimed in yesterday with rainfall reports and stories of that weather that rolled through your backyard. I appreciate it. Today, it's going to be a lot easier on all of us. We'll get a little sunshine this morning, perhaps, but then the clouds are going to roll in by about midday. It's going to stay on the chilly side today. Our high, about 50 degrees. The good news is that we shouldn't have much in the way of winds, but we will pick up more precipitation through the day into the evening hours. If you take a look at what's on the way for Friday, back to dry conditions, sunshine expected to be in the low 50s. Saturday, partly cloudy and 50 degrees. Sunny on Sunday, 58 are expected high. We are going to be so glad when Stu Muck gets back from vacation starting tomorrow so that he can give us a little bit better insight on what that forecast is doing for us. We're getting insight from Mike North, commodity specialist with EverAg out of Platteville. He'll join us on a Thursday. And just around the corner, grilled cheese, you say? Oh, yes. The Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship coming up in Dodgeville Saturday. Today's the last day you can submit entries. We've got a detailed update from Charity Seebecker. It's a Thursday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwaba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Automaker Ford announcing a major recall.
More than 400,000 Ford Bronco Sports are being recalled over a flaw in the electronics that monitor changes in battery charge. Low battery charge can cause a loss of power, increasing the risk of a crash, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The Bronco Sport is different from the bigger Bronco. The Sport is a crossover that shares a platform with the Ford Maverick pickup, which is also being recalled for the same issue. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Jury selection resumes today in New York City for the hush money trial of Donald Trump. 7 jurors were seated Tuesday. 5 more are needed, plus 6 alternates. The trial could begin on Monday. The Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are investigating an outbreak of salmonella linked to Infinite Herbs brand organic basil sold at Trader Joe's stores in 29 states and Washington, D.C. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are in a tight race for Wisconsin's key electoral votes. 51% of likely Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette University Law School poll they plan to vote for Trump in November, 49% for Biden. As well within the poll's margin of error, the race changes very little with third-party candidates. Governor Evers says Republican lawmakers made a big mistake by not answering his call for a special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee Tuesday. Evers wanted them to release $125 million to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin's drinking water.
The people in the state of Wisconsin that are suffering are sick and tired of this.
Republicans fault Evers for vetoing the PFAS bill they sent him this spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers' pitchers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 1-0 shutout yesterday over the Padres. Bryce Wilson got the start. Then the bullpen took over. Manager Pat Murphy.
What can you say? The pitching staff, Piamps at the end, Peguero, you know, they're all pitching back-to-back. That was a great pitching performance, incredible, especially on a bullpen day.
The crew face the Cardinals in St. Louis tomorrow night. The NBA has banned Toronto's Jontae Porter for his involvement on betting and gambling on basketball. His brother, Michael Porter Jr., plays for the Nuggets.
I know what you guys know. I know Jontae loves the game of basketball. He's been really excited to play with the Raptors. I know what type of duty is. It's part of the game now. I think that it's obviously a dangerous habit. It's a dangerous vice for people. I think it's definitely something that is kind of taking over the sports world.
The Bucks getting ready for the Pacers Sunday night. Tip-off time at Fiserv Forum, 6 p.m. This week marks the 10th anniversary. Wes Edens and a group of investors took over ownership of the Bucks from Herb Cole. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conversations and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky will eventually fill back in as we get to the late night and early morning hours of your Thursday. Lower 40s expected by sunrise. Northwest winds a little gusty. Showers for Thursday. Highs reaching the mid-50s. It's 42 at our studios.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt and Air on Air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions, except those necessary to save a woman's life, are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
That's not... What are you talking about? That was December off. Basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely
you
not. Absolutely
you would just yeah. start freak freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out?
Sports. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Yankee.
Farm goddess, agricultural princess, queen of all that moves. Nah, let's stick with Farm Babe. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, alrighty then. Welcome back. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Hey, stick around. I'm going to catch up with Mike North from EverEgg down at their Platteville office. He's going to step in, join us live for a conversation on a Thursday, kind of find out what's going on in the marketplace. We've been talking a lot lately about consumer preference at the grocery store, dining out. We mentioned it yesterday with Mike Simone from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, how farmers are watching what consumers are spending their money on at the grocery store. Well, that goes for dairy, too. Are we seeing any kind of contraction in the amount of dairy being purchased by consumers? That's one of the questions I'm going to sneak up on Mike with in just a little bit. So glad you're along with us on this, the 18th day of April. What can I tell you? Let's see, on this day, in 1506, construction started on the current St. Peter's Basilica. It is considered one of the world's most important Catholic sites in Vatican City. Construction started this day, 1506. Wow, on this day in 1906, massive earthquake destroyed San Francisco. Over 80% of the city was destroyed. More than 3,000 people died. That was on this day back in 1906. On this day in 1956, the Prince of Monaco wed the glamorous U.S. actress Grace Kelly. You thought Princess Diana's shindig was something that was big news? Well, back in 1956, this was the big news, and it was broadcast around the world. Happy birthday today to actor James Woods, 77 years young. Conan O'Brien is 61. John James, formerly of Dynasty fame, 68 years young. And Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Melissa Joan Hart, is not a teenager herself. She's turning 48 today. And now you know. Oh, we want you to know that today is the last day that you can step up to be a competitor for this Saturday's Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship. Back in the Dodgeville community, Charity Seebecker finds out what they're looking forward to this year as they mark more than 13 years grilling that cheese.
There's an artistry to making cheese. That's why we have over 1,200 licensed cheesemakers in Wisconsin. But there's also an art to sandwich making. And those two things come together at the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Sandwich Championship. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. And Jenna Vondra, Dodgeville Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, shares how this event got started and just what attendees can expect for this year.
So about 13 years ago, Lauren Topper from our area decided to create this event to help promote and recognize local farmers. And so he thought, what better way to do that than to create a grilled cheese sandwich competition.
And so what can attendees expect then for this year's Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship? Are there any new features or highlights to be looking forward to?
So it is this Saturday on April 20th. It's at the Lay Memorial Pavilion at Harris Park here in Dodgeville. Doors open at 10:45. The first competition starts at 11 o'clock, and it goes until 4. Our awards are normally given out about 3:30, 4 o'clock. General admission is $5 for ages 16 and older. 15 and younger get in free. Our individuals that purchase the general admission tickets of 16 and older will be getting discount cards that can be used at 10 businesses in our area. From this weekend up until August 31st, they will get a cup of soup and a bottle of water while supplies last. So this year we have our sandwich competition, obviously, and then we have 5 food trucks, a couple of food booths. We have 17 vendors this year, which normally we have about 11 or 12. We have Fox 47 coming back with their Builder's Base. That's with their Lego Masters show. We also have a kids area. We'll have face painting. We have a Bloody Mary bar, wine, beer garden, just lots of fun.
How does someone even compete? Do they have to qualify for it, or how do they go about doing this?
Nope, anybody can sign up to compete. We have ages from 12 years old to older. Our young chef is 12 to 17 year olds. They compete, but we have amateurs, and then we have a special category for professionals who are, you know, somewhat associated with the culinary world.
And so then how many competitors do you have signed up so far for this year's championship?
So right now we have about 70 sandwiches that will be created. I think a couple years ago there was about 50. Last year we had 78.
Who gets to come and judge these?
Yeah, so we have 14 different people coming in to judge this year. So we just kind of select people from our area. And then just people sometimes will give us a call and ask us. We had 2 brothers who wanted to judge this year. They are master certified barbecue judges. So we just try to pick people who kind of have some interest in the culinary world, but also some of our local people that we know just like to taste grilled cheese sandwiches.
So speaking of that, everybody's kind of got their own taste preference. So how are they being judged, or what is actually being judged on there?
So they get judged on the taste, the creativity, and the appearance or style of how they place it on the plate.
Can I, if I'm an attendee, do I get to actually see them making this grilled cheese or potentially get a sample of it, or is it just strictly for the judges?
Yeah, so you can see them creating the sandwiches. So we set it up kind of like a stadium, so there's bleachers around the area where they are competing. Our VIP ticket holders will get to sample some of the creations that the contestants make. We have sold out of our pre-sale VIP tickets, but we will have a limited amount available for day of the event purchase. So I would suggest that if you're interested in those tickets, those are $30. I would suggest that you get there when the doors open, because again, there is a very limited amount of tickets that we have for that area available. It goes based off of the number of sandwiches that are created.
That was Jenna Vondra, Dodgeville Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. Once again, the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship is this Saturday, April 20th in Dodgeville. So whether it's that thrill of competition or you just enjoy tasting new creations that maybe you probably never even dreamed someone would want to be making, but you tried it. The Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship brings people together. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Just in time for the grilling season, Bavaria Sausage expanding their retail hours. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here, fresh off a visit to Bavaria Sausage at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Now open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Those are the expanded days of operation, giving you wonderful opportunities to step in and get ready for your grilling supplies, like their always popular red lager beer brats. Take a look at the smoked bratwurst. Maybe you're looking at some of the pre-cooked bratwursts they've got available. Whatever you're looking for, they've got it ready for the grill. And check back often, because I'm really impressed with some of the new flavors that are being developed by Bavaria Sausage. Always with respect to the old world traditions, but also adding a new zing to some of our traditional favorites like Landjagers. Start shopping now, BavariaSausage.com. Speaking of grilled, I'm going to grill Mike North from Everag on dairy-related questions just around the corner. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. I love that grilled cheese championship. It is a lot of fun. If you've got nothing going on Saturday,
try to aim your direction towards Dodgeville because it is really a fun community event. All right, not a lot of fun in the marketplace this morning so far. Corn and soybeans feeling a little sluggish for a Thursday. Right now, December corn's down a penny at 463. November soybeans are down four at 1157. The wheat for July, that's up a nickel right now at 556. Kind of quiet on the dairy front yesterday. Barrel and block cheese were both unchanged at 161. The AA butter dropped a penny and a half to 292.5. The fluid milk contracts, class 3 milk for cheese, the May contract's up 3 at 1725, but the June contract right now is down 4 at 1751 a hundredweight. Hey, have I told you lately we'd love for you to sign up for our daily e-newsletter? Really excellent way to stay up to speed on everything happening with Wisconsin agriculture that our team generates. All you need to do is sign up for our e-newsletter at MidwestFarmReport.com, and we'll deliver to you every day in your email box, making it real simple for you to stay up to speed. And of course, we also welcome you always tune in to our podcast. If there's a story you're interested in or want to hear a longer conversation about, our podcast can take care of that for you. Plus, fresh new content added every hour, just about. We do sleep, but just about. Again, that's all at MidwestFarmReport.com. Mike North with EverAg on the way next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Keep an eye on what's been going on with cheese. One day, it gets our hearts going pitter-patter that the prices are rebounding very rapidly, and then all of a sudden, turns tail and run. What's going on specifically with cheese? What's the story you see?
Well, since Holy Week, we've watched the cheese markets come up heavily. Block markets coming up about 22 cents, barrel market coming up about 18 to 19. And we've seen this movie before. This isn't something that's new. In the last 5 months, cheese prices have made several runs up into the 160s. And that seems to be about where the market reaches its peak. Now, in the Wednesday trade, we saw the market go flat for the first time in a week, settling again at 161. The bids seemingly starting to fade. And I think what you're seeing is this ongoing play of the external business versus the internal business here in the United States. So domestic versus foreign buyers. And, you know, as you look at what was going on in the global dairy trade on Tuesday, we saw a cheddar price that dropped 8.4%, the equivalent of about 16 cents. To fall back to 180. So as we start to compare currencies and exchange rates and look at transportation differentials, we're moving the market back towards the U.S. where suddenly our big price opportunity and advantage is gone.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what we're producing. What is the market interested in? Some of that gets more specific, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as you look at the mozzarella market, you know, you can kind of see where things are moving. You know, block ultimately is the type of cheese that'll find its way to the deli. Barrel is more of your shred. And then specifically, if you get into Italian types, obviously, a lot of those are going to find their way to a pizza. And so as you watch block and barrel move together, oftentimes that's just a sign that, you know, we're seeing like an aggregate interest in price. Across the board, we have this great price opportunity. And frankly, you know, in days of old, we always said there needed to be about a 3 cent spread between the two. But, you know, as times have changed and the consumers have changed, that differential doesn't hold quite as tight as it used to. But nonetheless, to watch the market climb the way it has, in the fashion it has, back to the price that it has, again, it's kind of a rewind of things that have happened before. It looks very much like the January rally, quite frankly, that led us up to about $1.66 before finding its peak. And so, you know, as we're looking at the different classes, Mott's on the global dairy trade, which that's the newest category to join. It was able to hold an unchanged value at $1.70, while the cheddar price was the one that found weakness. And so, you know, as you look worldwide, certainly some differential in those classes.
Mike North, he's president of the producer division of Everag, joining us live this morning from Platteville. Again, if you want to check out the resources they've got available, and more importantly, the staff that's there to help you, go to ever.ag. All right, Mike, let's talk a little bit about what's going on domestically then. I had a story on earlier about how consumers are starting to vote with their pocketbook on inflation, et cetera, with purchases on their proteins. Are we seeing anything domestically on the dairy front that we need to keep an eye on?
Yeah, absolutely. We continue to see forecasting and real-time data around the food service space that says foot traffic is down. It continues to suffer in that regard. But if you look at food service sales, the last few months we've started to really go flat. So foot traffic is down. And, you know, that has been a real watch point. But if you watched all the way in through fall and even into that December, January timeframe, we continue to see total dollar sales climbing. That has flattened off. That's becoming a little bit of a concern. And to your point, the consumer is beginning to push back. And that's the area where a lot of your niche products, your creams, your fats, a lot of the things that really, you know, come back into the component valuation ultimately are being served. And if we're not seeing the sales there, that could really start to create some lumps in these market pricing patterns. So we're ultimately a little bit discouraged by that. The good news on the flip side of that, though, is that we saw the first real jump in grocery sales in the month of March, going back really about 5 months. So people are maybe starting to move away from going out and cooking more at home, which, you know, generally that means we're going to be backing away from a lot of that full fat, higher protein type of product, and, you know, substituting with something else. So I would say that, you know, that could potentially favor the barrel cheese market as we move into a little bit more of a processed shred. But some of those higher value items just aren't going to be there.
All right. We're going to leave it at that. Mike North, along with us, president of the producer division of EverEgg. They've got a whole complement of risk advisors that are there to help you, not just dairy, but they cover the complete portfolio when it comes to agriculture. And they are also expanding into other areas as well. Someday we'll get a chance and enough time to talk to Mike about that. All right, buddy, I'm going to let you go. Have a great Thursday. Thanks.
You bet. You too.
All right, Mike North, always a pleasure to visit with him from the office down in Platteville. And like I said, if you're looking for any of that kind of risk management advice, you can always check him out online at ever.ag. All right, tomorrow we are going to catch up with our friends from Helena and talk a little bit about what's going on field-wise with recommendations. Now we're going to get a little bit more rain out there. Is that going to help us as far as some of our spring tillage activities? Maybe the fertilizer that we put down last year, is it going to be available now that we've got a little juice potentially running through the soil surface? We're going to find out about all that and more. Sure hope you'll take time tomorrow morning to join us. I'll see you then.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Why we need to take invasive species seriously. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
We have an invasive species problem. They're coming at us from all sides. Plants, animals, insects, and they are literally a moving target.
It just has increasingly felt a little bit more like a fancy game of whack-a-mole.
That's Jennifer Grins. She's in the Department of Forest Resource Management at the University of British Columbia and was a keynote speaker at the first ever International Invasive Species and Climate Change Conference. She says many invasive plants and animals have been addressed using best management practices.
And I have helped develop many of these and still use them as a tool. So I am not writing them off completely, but many of them are old. Many of them are not context specific enough. So often they are applied broadly across very diverse landscapes facing very different climate realities.
Gren says rapid changes in climate have impacted many aspects of invasive species movement, including seed dispersal, temperature, rainfall, even the intensity and frequency of wildfires. More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightlight.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds of might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Start your day off on